Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, go and lay hands on the sick. Cast out demons. Do those things, for I give you power, Jesus said. Amen. 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 Never stop. Never stop. Praise the Lord. There's a few things that the Lord has been in my heart about that probably led to what we're in our heart about today. But, you know, when Jesus brought his disciples together in Matthew 15, he said, he told them, I feel sorry for these people. They've been here with me for 3 days and they've nothing left to eat, and I don't want them to send them away hungry or they will faint along the way. And the disciples said, what are we going to do? And he said, feed them. You feed them. My heart's desire from forever, my heart's desire since the Lord said that his grace was sufficient, and that even though I was out of the frying pan, that in the fire I would not be burned. You feed them. My heart's desire has always been to feed, to make sure that you have something to eat. And, you know, and Jesus said, I don't want you to faint along the way. We don't want people to faint along the way. That's not just a word for me. It's a word for you. Feed them. Feed them. Feed them, Jesus. Feed them. Wherever we are, lift up the name of Jesus. You feed them, because Jesus doesn't want them to faint along the way. You know, we meet people. We see people, and we don't want them to faint along the way. Now, if they carry that in a lunch sack and they don't eat it right away, do we have confidence that God keeps those seeds and that they can be raised up and that they can be brought? Have you had a seed come forth in your life ever? Of course you have. And sometimes those seeds come forth in our life and we think we thought of them. We don't know that they were in a bag that we've been carrying. But it doesn't matter, because when they come up and we receive them, they're ours. And only God gets the glory anyway. And so Jesus told them to feed them. Another thing that came to my heart and the Lord was talking about is remember when the disciples were scared? And Jesus spoke to them right away. He spoke to them right away. Don't be afraid, it's me. He spoke to them when they recognized him and they were afraid because he was walking on the water. He said, don't be afraid, it's me. He spoke to them right away. Right away. God speaks to us right away. He doesn't withhold his word from us. He speaks to us. And so that says to me, I need to be listening. I need to be listening. No matter what I'm doing, be listening for the guidance of the Lord. We had our basement was getting a wet spot. And Vicki said, that's getting wetter. And I said, okay. So I went to look and I could see a little bit of water running down our, just a little, just it was wet on our water meter. And so first we got a hold of the city and said that it was time to fix our water meter. And then I went down to look at it a little more closely and I decided to dig out just a little shovel of dirt. And there was a pinhole in my water line. Before the water meter. Before the shutoff. So there was no stopping that pinhole. And so I said, I called the plumber and I said, could I put a screw in that? You know, put some rubber on it and put a screw in that to plug that? He said, well, you could. Maybe. But there is this thing about putting a screw in. I'm going to make the hole bigger. And so I sort of left that one out. And he said, nah, you're going to have to shut off the water. So they're going to have to find the curb shut off and all that. And anyway, I visited and I went and I visited your plumber while he was working on your place in person. And I talked to him about that. And so I had talked to him. Then I called him the next day. I said, Is there any other way? He said, you know, I had a thought. Well, I think he got the thought from the Lord. And he showed up with his fix. Pieces of inner tube. And hose clamps. Put the first one on, and it wasn't working so much. Put the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth. Got them all on there, and no drips yet. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But you know, whenever I have the opportunity to visit with a plumber, we're always talking Jesus. And he made a point of telling me three or four times, it was really nice to visit with you yesterday. And we got that done, and he had a whole bunch of other stuff to do. But, you know, you don't know how you're going to affect people. Just be always ready to give glory to God. And of course, I was giving glory to God. I was excited. I knew it had to work because I didn't want to shut off the water to fix it. So I spent the good portion of the rest of the day tunneling around it so when we do shut it off, we can fix it, and hauling buckets out and praising the Lord while I was doing it. You know, when's a good time to praise the Lord? Always. Always. You know, even if there's someone around, it's good to praise the Lord, but we can certainly praise him when there's nobody around because he's around. So Jesus speaks to us right away. He's got a way. He knows the way. And so we can wait upon the Lord. Another thing that really talked to my heart was when Jesus was talking to the Pharisees and he was telling them, look, you know, the Queen of Sheba will curse you because Solomon showed her everything. And Jesus said, now someone greater than Solomon is here and you won't hear it. Someone greater. There's always someone greater for you. Jesus. There's always somebody that's above your fear. There's always somebody that's above your doubt. There's always somebody, Jesus, that's above all things. As we were praying for Deb, I thought, you know something? She's lived most of her life with a lot of the things that a lot of people wish they had. And it never lifted her up. It just kept weighing her down. Now, we can blame that on somebody else if we want to, but we'll blame that on the devil because he is the one who steals and kills and destroys. And so throw those things together, and those are a long message all by themselves that maybe we'll go to. But the thing is Jesus said, look, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy. And you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them, and nothing will injure you. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be yours. Not even just acceptable to you. Let them be yours, Lord. As we receive our authority from you, as you fill us with understanding, I thank you in Jesus' name. I give you authority. It says you can walk among snakes and scorpions. Folks, we are walking among snakes and scorpions. Not just a tiny snake. We're not walking among the little snakes that Pharaoh's magicians drummed up. We're walking among giant snakes and scorpions. The power of the devil. And he hasn't changed since his days in the garden. He was a wily one. He was a wise one. He was a smooth one. He hasn't quit doing that. Jesus said that he will bruise our heel, but we'll crush his head. Jesus took all the power away from him. But he's given us authority to crush him. I give you authority, Jesus said. The devil has no more power than what people give him. And so he's out there, and the wiles, he's looking for those that he can wile. Just like God said, you know, to Cain, be careful, the devil's there, just waiting for an opportunity. He's waiting. He's waiting to deceive you. He's waiting to defeat you. He's waiting to destroy you. And he has taken many captive unaware. That's why we're walking amongst snakes and scorpions. The people have been snaked. They're still people. They're still people that God loves. They're still people that he does not want anyone to perish, but they've been snaked. So we don't have to defeat people. We need to defeat the snakes. We need to take our authority over the snakes. So we need to have discernment to recognize the snakes. And when we recognize the snakes, we take authority over the snakes and the scorpions. Because they won't be able to harm us. They won't be able to defeat us. They can try. We feel bad about people that have been snaked. We feel really bad about people that have been snaked that are in our families that we know well. But we should have the same compassion for people that we don't know at all that have been snaked. Homosexuals have been snaked. Mixed up gender is a snake. They're all the same snake. There isn't one snake that's worse than the next. The same snake that can convince us to be afraid when Jesus said, "Do not fear." That snake will also, he will come and try to steal from you things that you know. He'll come and he'll try to convince you that something that you know, that something the Lord has said to you, he will come and try to convince you that it must, surely that wasn't the Lord. Surely that wasn't what the Lord meant. I've had that snake talking to me about something that's been settled for a long, long time. And trying to figure out something that's not mine to figure out. And finally I said, "Wait a second. I'm not going to have thoughts come. If it's from God, it'll be instructions. It'll be a change the direction. It'll be one of those things of, wait, you missed something, turn around and go back." I was sitting there while you're giving your testimony. I'm thinking, "You were in Miller? I thought you were in Aberdeen." Then you said Aberdeen. I thought, "Well, good, you're in Miller?" Well, Aberdeen, I guess, isn't that far. It doesn't matter, huh?
I had a clinic.
Yeah, right. I got that. But then later it came to that because I'm thinking, I thought all along that you went from home into the emergency room. It had to have been in Aberdeen. You didn't cruise to Miller, you know. We cruised to Aberdeen to have a baby because that's where Vicki wanted to have her baby. But that's an old story. But you know, I mean, the thing is that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Comes to the place where, as you said, if I wasn't a Christian, I'd have said, "Just kill me." Even though you were thinking it anyway, you weren't going to give anybody the opportunity, right? But we can have those things, you know. Vicki, one night we were laying in bed, and I said, "Don't be discouraged." And I felt like it was a word from the Lord, "Don't be discouraged." And it spoke right to where she was. It's hard not to be discouraged. I just about picked up that snake because I was feeling so bad for her. I could see why that would be. Now, what good would I do her if I picked up that snake and I felt so bad for her? We're going to keep praying. We're going to keep believing. You know? Going to get an overflow of Marla's testimony. We serve an amazing God. And he gave us that authority for a purpose. He gave us an authority to take the authority so that we don't get deceived ourselves, because we need to be able to discern. We need to be able to recognize the snake. And then we need to be willing to take authority over the snake because we know we have more power than the snake. You know? I don't like snakes. I don't like snakes at all. I think there's something weird when people like snakes. But, you know, everybody to their own. You know, the only thing I liked about snakes when I was little is being able to cut off their heads, you know. But now, I don't like them, but now I feel kind of bad if I have to kill one. Something happening here, you know. The Lord is always doing things, folks. Enjoy them. Enjoy the things that the Lord does. Give Him glory for the things that He does, you know. I get up from my computer, I step into the dungeon, and I look, and it's still not dripping. Praise the Lord, I love that, you know. I mean, why not? We got all kinds of things we can praise the Lord for. And what is the snake's job? The snake's job is to get us to take our eyes off what we got to praise the Lord for and think about those things that just ain't right. You know? Think about those things. Those things that aren't right, God can make right. And we have the authority to properly position those things. We have the authority because we've been given the authority to walk amongst those confusing things and those distractive things and those destructive things, to be able to walk around them and we won't be harmed. We won't be harmed because Thou, O Lord, art a shield about me. You're my glory. You're the lifter of my head. God speaks quickly. He speaks quickly. He speaks quickly. Let's listen quickly. Hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Hear what God is saying to you about things and respond to what God is saying to you. You know, there's a lot of stuff. I truly believe, I totally agree that there's a revival in the land. That the Word of God is going forth. And I believe that the enemy is doing everything that he can to keep it from coming, but he can't keep it from coming because God's given us authority. And so we don't pick up on the things that are distractive or destructive. We don't pick them up. Those are snakes. We take authority over them. We only pick up what the Lord says. We only do what the Lord says. The disciples were obviously a little overwhelmed when he said, "You feed them." Picking up the robes going, "I got nothing to feed them with. I got nothing, Lord." That's okay. He has something. God has something. God has something. If we don't have something, we ask someone who has something. The Lord. Amen. And the Lord will supply all of our needs according to His riches in glory. You see, understanding, when we put our understanding to work, all of a sudden, the snake's got no power. The scorpions have no power. We let the joy of the Lord be our strength. That's what the Bible says. The joy of the Lord is your strength. I don't feel joyful. Don't matter how you feel. The Lord's joy is what we're tuning into. Your joy won't do any good, but the joy of the Lord will do something. He's able to do abundantly above and beyond anything that we can hope or imagine. He is able. God is able. If your spirit doesn't agree with that, you got a snake hanging on. Shake off the snake. Vicky had a dream about a snake and shaking off the snake. I said, I think that's biblical. Don't know what that snake was, but that snake shook off. What is it? I don't know. But hallelujah. When somebody shakes off a snake, I want to be there to catch the anointing of the snake being shaken. snake and bake. God's given us authority. You see, we have to think about those things, meditate on these things. He's given us authority. We've sung for years, and so we brought back an old hit off the jukebox of, you know, I command you, Satan, in the name of the Lord, pick up your weapons and flee, because the Lord has given me authority to walk all over thee. What have we been doing with the authority? Have we received the authority? If we've received Christ, we've received the authority. If we aren't walking in it, we start walking in it. You know? It's like driving down the street looking for an address, and finally you see the street name. Getting close. You know? All of a sudden, wait a second. I'm not powerless. Wait a second. I've got authority. You know? I just hate the way that person acts. Wait a second. I've got authority. I got authority to pray. I got authority to pray. My authority gives me ability to have compassion. Compassion. Jesus had compassion on the people. And fields full of them got healed. Whoever thought that compassion came from authority? But that's where it comes from. All things come by the authority of God. They all do. And so we need to stop the serpents from keeping us so busy that we can't take time to meditate on the Word. It doesn't take a month to meditate on a word. It could take a year to get everything out of that word. But you don't have to go hide on a mountain to meditate on that word. You just let the Lord work on it. You have your eyes open. You have your discernment open to say, whoa, that's that word. That's that word. You know? That doesn't mean that we walk down the street going, snakes, scorpion, snake, scorpion, snake, scorpion, snake, scorpion, snake, snake. Yeah, I've picked out all the snakes and scorpions around here. That's not what it's about. Huh. That's a snake. That's not that person. That's a snake. That poor person's been deceived. Then I can look in the mirror and say, you poor person, you've been deceived. You've been using your authority, shooting the gun at yourself, you know. You haven't been using it the way that you need it. Hallelujah. Remember, you don't know that you don't know till you know that you don't know. You don't know that you don't know that you don't know until you know that you don't know. It was interesting this last week when I would say that in jail and they'd go, because they were thinking about it. And they realized that there were a lot of things that they didn't know that they didn't know until they knew that they didn't know. Like they didn't know that they could be successful in this world. They didn't know that they could be restored and they could be renewed until they knew that they didn't know. And now it changes everything when we know that we didn't know and we can transfer in and go, whoa, I didn't know. Now I know that I didn't know. How do we get saved? We didn't know that we didn't know that we're lost until we knew that we didn't know. And now that we know, what are we going to do with the truth? What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? Are we going to be as those when one greater than Solomon is near and we're not quite ready to do it God's way. Be ready at every opportunity. Don't let the snakes win. Don't let the scorpions win. The Bible says we win. We win. I've given you authority, Jesus said. I've given you authority over it. And you can walk among them and they will not injure you. Oh, they can trouble you and they can hiss at you and they can do all kinds of things, but they won't injure you and it won't hurt you to wade in where the snakes are swarming in the authority of Jesus. You know? As we were worshiping, I'm going to quit pretty soon here, okay? But as we were worshiping, I the Lord said, don't lose your praise. Don't ever give that up. And I'm not going to go into why that was even on a table somewhere. I went through that a long, long time ago. Long, long time ago at Slager's house, and we would meet and we would be worshiping. And then someone said, oh, it was just a Roger Day show. And I went to the Lord. I said, I'm done. I can't. If that's what I'm doing to people, I don't want to do it. I said, I was just enjoying myself. I just love worshiping. I just, you know, I was a party animal. You know, the more I partied and the wilder the music got, the wilder I got, the more into it I got. And so that just came with me to worship. And the Lord just spoke to me. He said, don't you ever let what one person says steal from you what I've called you to. And so that's a done deal. I didn't know it was a snake, but it was. It was a snake trying to steal and to kill and to destroy. Well, you know, last night we went to the Dueling Pianos and fundraiser. Go to the fundraiser. We went to the Dueling Pianos and it was it didn't take long to figure out that as the night went on, they were going to get more into what they were doing. And the more they drank, the more the people got into it. The more that the people got into it, the freer the entertainers got. I said, I know about this. I know all about this. I know how this is in that world. I know. And I know what a high it is, and I know how hyped they can get on that. I know that. And I thought, ain't no way that they're going to out enthusiasm me. Not in my house. This is the Lord's house. Ain't my house. It's our house. But in our house, and the fuller I get of the Spirit, the wilder I get. I know it. I don't care. But I saw the world's view of it. I saw it amongst the snake. Wonderful people. A lot of people that I really like and other people that I learned to like as time goes by, but a lot of snakes and a lot of scorpions, a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of stuff. But I didn't get injured and I didn't get harmed. But I learned something. And the Lord brought it to me in worship because I could see the picture of getting pumped. They were getting pumped. You know, That's the best they got. That was the best I had before I got saved. That was the best I had. That was a place I was the freest. That was a place I was the highest. That's a place I was the happiest. Was in the middle of the music was really the thing, but, you know, dump alcohol and drugs on it, and it just becomes even more amazing. But serpents and snakes, I was deceived. I was lost. And I didn't know until I knew that I didn't know. Let the Lord preserve you. Let the Lord encourage you. But let me tell you, you need to be encourageable, not incorrigible, encourageable. You need to be open to the Word of God. Don't lock up your mind on something else that you've decided if the Spirit comes to set you free. Don't lock up on that. Go looking for the freedom. Whoo, I am free to run. I'm free to dance. I'm free to follow Jesus. Everywhere I go, I'm free to follow Jesus. He's given us authority to follow Jesus. We should get filled up here, but we should overflow everywhere else. That's it. You have authority. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we will not be defeated. We've got the power. Say, I've got the power.
I've got the power.
In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The latter years would be greater than the former. Go into all the world. Lay hands on the sick, cast out devils. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. You said, look, I've given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them, and nothing will injure you. We have the power. And we can. We will. We want to. If we want to, we can. We're walking among snakes and scorpions. Let's crush them in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.